Greg Palast, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Let's make it loud, because the nation has to hear us.
So Greg Palast, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, has been making the case, the drumbeat for democracy, in the small and large way for years. I'm arguing that's the deeper theme, that's the base note. And also, you have been making the case that the stolen elections, in your mind, and I agree with you, not merely, and maybe even primarily, by hacking computers, but by hacking voting rules and hacking voting districts. How do we think right now? How can democracy be the deeper theme? And what ought to be the first few things that people are calling for now?
Well, number one, I know that a lot of folks are calling for paper ballots, but it doesn't help you to have paper ballots if you're not allowed to vote. We have Chris Kobach of Kansas, Mr. KKK, who is running programs from cross-check to alien voter purges that are costing hundreds of thousands of voters their votes in dozens of states. And I don't mean all together. I mean hundreds of thousands of votes in 519,000 votes. Voters were purged from the voter rolls of Florida by one of Kobach's proteges, Brian Kemp, the Secretary of State. By the way, and I'm sure it's just a coincidence, Brian Kemp is removing these voters as he is running for governor of Georgia. And he's running for governor of Georgia against, by the way, Stacey Abrams, who would be the first black woman elected if it's not stolen from her. He's the Republican. In Ohio, we have 500,000 voters removed from the voter rolls. That went all the way to the Supreme Court, and we lost that. So voters aren't even getting to the polls. Doesn't matter whether their papers are ballot or paper or feathers, the mass purge of voters of color, and it's black voters, it's Hispanic voters, and the new target of this suppression campaign, Asian American voters, because they now vote 75%. Democratic.
And it used to be a closer split. So let us assume, for the sake of our argument, that everybody listening already agrees that there is, in fact, and this is not an overstatement, a war on democracy, with the exception that you only define war as something that is fought with guns, that there is an assault on democracy.
It is an absolute assault. There's no question, because it's done. I mean, you almost can hear the echoes of Goebbels and Totalenkrieg, that it's total war on voters. This, it's stunning to me. I work, for those who know me, I've worked for BBC and the Guardian newspapers from England. And they just cannot believe that we're having apartheid elections. In fact, I just spoke to an official from South Africa. He said, we ended apartheid. How about Georgia? How about Ohio? This is very serious stuff, and actually, I bless the Hartman program. Brett, bless you guys for putting the word out, because, it's just blockaded in the U.S. media, because we are so, you cannot touch the myth that we are the world's greatest democracy. No, we were one of the world's first democracies, but we seem to be willing to throw it away. I'm very concerned, especially about what the news I got out of Georgia this week.
So, and I want to get to Georgia. Well, actually, let's get to there now. So explain, we talked about it yesterday, but remind people what was happening in Georgia.
Well, I'll give you a little extra, too. What's happening in Georgia, and by the way, I just got off the phone with Helen Butler of the Georgia Coalition for People's Agenda, Reverend Lowry's organization, and NSA M. Fotus with Stacey Abrams' organization. Randolph County, which is majority black, was about to have two-thirds of its polling stations closed based on the recommendation of a consultant named Michael Malone. Now, that's going to be beaten back. That's not going to happen, because black folk control that county council. However, here's the danger, and here's what's generally not being reported. Michael Malone is a consultant that was picked by Brian Kemp, the Secretary of State. Again, he's running for governor. I mean, come on. If Putin picked the people counting the votes, we'd be, dancing all around saying that's not democracy. He's an autocrat. Here, Brian Kemp is counting the votes, determining who votes and where they vote. If they vote, they're going to knock out two-thirds of the polling stations in black areas. Here's the other danger. Brian Kemp had told Malone and other consultants to consolidate, that's a fancy word for saying close, polling stations wherever he could around the state. Now, we've got the information from Randolph County, and it sounds like a big victory because that's being stopped. The problem is all the other 60-some counties of Georgia, where many are white-controlled, and they're consolidating, in other words, closing polling stations in black areas. And that's the big danger. That's not being watched. That's not being covered by the press. And I want an important footnote, very important. This could not have happened before the 2013 gutting of the Voting Rights Act, because Georgia was under federal control. The federal government had to approve any closing of any polling station of Georgia to certify that it had no racial effect. Now you got to kind of find it. So they found it in Randolph, but that's just one county. That's just one county, and it's a county where they could correct it. I think we're going to see massive closings of polling stations all over Georgia. And if, and when you remove 500,000 voters, hey, that's a good excuse to start closing polling stations. We just don't have as many voters as we used to have.
So two questions before you got to wrap. One, and you can pick one of them if you want. One is, any good news out there that you're watching? And two, what do you think the move is? So let's say, and sort of the highest priority thing to do now, is it mostly just to sound the alarm and hope that that becomes more of the consistent beat that more people understand? Or do you think there are policy moves that can be done in local jurisdictions, in states that care about democracy, to do something about it?
All of the above. We've got to do a lot with policy, with protest, with legislation, and with don't steal your own vote. Check if you're in Georgia or in Ohio or any Republican-controlled state, go to your Secretary of State's website, make sure you're still registered. If you're missing, I don't care if you voted 20 times the same place, re-register online, not on those pieces of paper. In Georgia, 40,000 people registered on pieces of paper, and those papers just vanished. It was young voters of color. And the good news, I'll end on a good news note, those neo-Nazis that beat up the school teacher in Charlottesville, identified by our photographer Z.D. Roberts, two of them got 10 years and 6 years in prison for beating up that teacher in Charlottesville. There is some justice.
Greg Pallast, author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, thanks for being with us.
Do the best.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith.